Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, October 21st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The latest in the Gabby Petito murder case. Border arrests reach a record high. President Biden's approval falls to new lows. Sorry, Chris Columbus. New research shows the Vikings were here first. Also ahead, get ready for shortages. We'll tell you what items and why. But first, the FBI confirming the discovery of human remains and items belonging to Brian Landry in a Florida nature preserve. Police removed a body, backpack, notebook. Landry went missing a month ago after being named a suspect in the disappearance of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. It is likely Landry committed suicide, and his parents may be involved in this as the mystery unfolds. Border agents arresting more than 1.7 million foreign nationals, migrants, this year alone, the most since 1986. The situation out of control since Joe Biden ended Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Biden did that his first week on the job. The president appointed Kamala Harris as border czar. You may remember that. But she has done absolutely nothing. And the open border crisis, that's where it is now, continues unabated. New poll from Quinnipiac says 37% of Americans now believe Joe Biden is doing a good job. 52% disapprove of his performance. Just a quarter of independents give the president a thumbs up. Mr. Biden's approval has dropped 20 points since his inauguration. Respondents give the president very low marks on the economy, immigration, COVID, and Afghanistan. Less than half of the voters surveyed by Quinnipiac believe Joe Biden is an honest man. Researchers in Canada say Viking explorers first landed in North America centuries before Columbus. The Scandinavians crossed the Atlantic back in 1021, establishing a settlement in modern-day Newfoundland. Scientists used tree rings and carbon dating to determine the age of that colony. Ancient wood near the discovered village was chopped with metal tools, technology the native tribes that lived in Newfoundland did not possess. Well, the Vikings didn't stick around too long. They split about 20 years later. In a moment, shortages are coming. Right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day: get ready for fewer products in the USA. Severe shortages on the way, courtesy of President Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. As you may have heard, he went on paternity leave in mid-August following the birth of twins that he and his husband were adopting. Nothing wrong with that, but Buttigieg should have appointed an acting transportation secretary, and he did not. So now we have an enormous problem that Pete was not in place when ships started backing up in California ports, not able to deliver products from abroad. Then we have truck drivers, or lack thereof, who can't get the products once they get into the USA to marketplace. Then we have plants, meat plants, automobile plants that were shut down during COVID. They're having trouble ramping up because of government regulations. Where is Pete Buttigieg? He's still out. Now, that's why the shortages are consuming the USA. And for Christmas and even Thanksgiving, we're in trouble. So here are some of the products that you are going to have to look hard for and you will pay a lot more for. Ice cream, paper towels and bathroom tissue, car parts, baby diapers, beef, chicken, turkey, fish, breakfast cereals, many kinds of toys, Christmas gifts for the urchins, furniture, mattresses, consumer electronics. They can't get the chips. Chips are made in Taiwan. Chips get shipped. That rhymes. Ships can't unload. And even when they do, there's not enough trucks to get the chips to the plants. You see? Now, in a competent administration, all of this would have been anticipated by the president and his transportation secretary and his commerce secretary. That's why they're there, to anticipate problems. But as we all know now, Joe Biden has a very, very hard time governing. He can't solve the border. Inflation's up more than 5%. Afghanistan was a debacle. You know the list. But this could be worst of all. Joe Biden is not going to have a good Christmas. Americans, many of whom don't pay attention to any of this, they don't listen to talk radio, they don't read newspapers, they don't watch TV news, they don't know anything. Well, when they walk in to the grocery stores and they see the prices double, and they walk into the big department stores looking for a toy for little Sydney, and the toy isn't there, they're going to be mad. And they are going to take it out on the leader of the country. That would be Joe Biden. So again, he is not going to have a good Christmas. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And you can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. In a moment, something you might not know.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1921, President Warren Harding, remember him, old Warren, delivered the first speech by a sitting president of the United States condemning the lynching of black Americans in the South and West. Harding gave his address in Birmingham, Alabama, as violence was spreading across that region. The chaos engulfed the South, and it escalated following World War I. Large population shifts throughout the USA and escalated racial tension led to violence. During the 1920 presidential campaign, Harding's ethnicity became a subject of debate and was used by his challengers to cast him in a negative light. Some claimed Warren Harding had a great-great-grandfather who was a native of the West Indies. So what? So was Alexander Hamilton. As commander-in-chief, Harding fought hard to promote civil rights. At the time, lynchings claim the lives of two black men every week in this country. In Birmingham, Harding voiced support for anti-lynching bills pending in Congress. He demanded $10,000 fines against any county that violated the constitutional rights of African Americans. The president also wanted federal charges filed against local politicians who would not combat the violence. In his speech, he emphasized the individual, calling on each person to participate in a society to the best of his or her ability, regardless of race, and absolutely no violence. Harding's address was widely condemned, with some critics claiming the president was intentionally stoking a race war. Although eventually the House of Representatives approved Harding's bill in 1922, a group of Southern Democrats blocked it in the Senate. Efforts to enact similar legislation stalled. It took another three decades for Congress to enact broad civil rights legislation under President Lyndon Johnson. In 2005, the Senate passed a resolution apologizing for its repeated failure to enact anti-lynching bills. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.